All right, sun's out, baby. Beautiful morning, you the sunshine, my morning, man. Okay, the Helm Street Bakery, Helms. The Lustig open up soon, Pasta Sisters. Culver City Arts District, Washington, got the sun. This place is litty like a titty, to quote my girl, Cardi B. All right, so some thoughts. Life is a real life RPG. So what does this mean? What is the ramifications of the sauce, etc.? So, all right, so if you haven't been keeping track, keep track. Keeping the stacks. Getting the racks. And I ain't talking money. We're talking tiger. We're going to Rack City. I'm not Rack City yet. Okay, so yeah, it's definitely a brave new world of AI, and perhaps Kim Morning is on the forefront. So, I mean, LA ain't perfect, but honestly speaking, it's my closest notion of paradise because got the sun, got the beautiful peoples, beautiful women, beautiful men. It's like everyone here is so attractive. And yeah, there's always cool stuff happening. It looks like there's like some sort of hip hop exhibition thing here. Yeah, look at the sun. Oh, I effing love it. I want to live in LA effing forever. Only place where I can get my flex on. And then a simple way to become more beautiful. I was actually reading, I don't think it's like ancient Greek times, Roman times. Men just spent all day just beautifying themselves. I mean, even back then, right? The men were actually considered as more beautiful than the women. And my current thought is the reason why modern day capitalist consumerist society favors women. Honestly, women are a much better target demographic to make monies than men. I mean, men will just buy cars or watches, whatever, but then women, fashion, clothing, Lululemon, whatevs. Even like, I guess even cars not too, right? So, Euron wants to become more beautiful, yet Euron is very unbeautiful and unhealthy. So what's the problems here? What can EK propose, right? So I was even thinking about it too. It's like, I think actually CrossFit, yeah, kind of like this. I actually think CrossFit better serves women than men. And my low-key suspicion, yeah, kind of like that, man. Spend maximum time in the sun, go sleeveless. So I got the right to bear arms, like B-E-A-R arms. That is all this on a wood shirt when I was in like college, right? Back in my college days. Yeah, like all this like stuff that could be ripe for development is not being exploited yet. And yeah, my personal passion or interest is taking the good things and exploiting them for the better, right?
Look at that light.
Ah, love the light, love the light. Another thing I'm like realizing too is places and stuff like that. It's like, ultimate goal is you want to be able to be in the maximum direct light. I hate being the cold. I hate the shade. I hate the umbrage, right? So, you know, even rappers like throwing shade. Yeah, get me out of the shade. Direct sun, babies. I guess the only place that's good to be in the shade, I don't know, if you're in like sub-Saharan Africa or, I don't know, the Middle East. But beyond that, I want to always be in the direct sun. I mean, like, LA is not, it's not like that hot. I mean, like, people always complain. So D-Money looking good, man. Staying warm, bro.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so I mean, also the reason why I encourage Aaron to buy a GoPro Minis is yeah, just 1080p 30 FPS, 24 FPS, whatever have Zeus. Just hold it with the hand. Don't buy no accessories. Just hold in your hand. Actually, but one thing I do recommend, Apple's 8777 Washington's. Got the Shay. I guess it's a hotel. It's where I saw the, oh wow, the Ferrari. Ferrari 458. Ninjas they hate. So nice. Oh, I freaking want to live here forever. Yeah, but then the cool thing I really like about the GoPro's minis is it really, I think the GoPro Mini is great because it really kind of puts you in other people's shoes. And so almost like your real life becomes like a video game. It becomes its own RPGs, right? And I think it's interesting too because, do you remember when like reality TV shows used to be a thing? Because we want the reality, right? We're craving reality, right? But what's that real shit? It's being out in the real world, right? And actually, my thought is actually the reason why I think that the AI DALL-E 3, ChatGPT 4s, just subscribe to the premium, guys. Don't be a cheapskate. The reason why I find it so fascinating, interesting, and innovative is that I actually think it might be one of the ultimate philosophical tools. So like for example, recently, another pro tip, the best way to use the ChatGPTs is just see how far you control the system before it like says, you are stopping this content violation policy, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, that, okay, so another thing I find that's a little bit annoying about ChatGPTs, okay, OpenAI, right? Okay, this is what I recommend. When OpenAI, listening to this, I'll give you the tips. So when you first set up ChatGPT custom instructions, right? There should just be a slider, right? Like how politically correct or woke you want the AI bot to be, right? So, still wet. I don't like the wetness, especially when you got the V-rooms. So for example, and also, I mean, AI is super smart. It definitely does learn with you, which I find interesting. It's like, I searched trophy wife, right? I did it like a week ago and then spit out an image, right? Now it refuses to give me images, but it like gives me like artistic, surrealistic renditions. And then there's a picture of an old guy and a younger woman, right? Like cartoony, right? And I said, make the woman not hold the trophy. And then the ChatGPT goes, I'm not quite sure what you're talking about. These are not real human. There's no humans depicted in here. These are just artistic reinterpretations of blah, blah. I'm like, come on, man. I'm just like rolling my eyes. You know what I'm trying to say. You know what I say. So actually, one of my concerns about ChatGPT AI did it, right? Like even the whole controversy about Twitter and, you know, Bay Area, Silicon Valley, Facebook, whatevs, it's still like, it was kind of like a soft censorship or like a bias or definitely the algorithm was tweaked to disfavor more conservative right-wing / Republican voices, right? And definitely more like promoting the liberal leftist thing. I mean, it like makes sense. I'm Bayer, we bunch of hippies, you know, tech utopists, whatever. I mean, just look at Jack Dorsey, right? Like Twitter was/I don't know whatever it is, now it's Jack Dorsey's. And also the reason why you should never build your empire on no social, like I'm only 35, right? I'm born 88. I have seen so many social media empires come, go, fall, change and merge, whatever. Right? Do you remember like Zynga, MySpace, LiveJournal, where all the kind of the emo kids, used to use even Instagram. I met a new friend at the co-op. Her name is Millie. She showed me a picture of her when Instagram first came out. I'm like, oh man, I remember that old UI UX. And then like, probably what's gonna happen is, I mean, Yo, Mark, if you're listening to this, Zuck, you're listening to this. I think actually the intelligent strategy is don't keep Facebook and Instagram as two separate products. Just merge them. Just call it like, I don't know, Facegram or Facebook. Facebook. I think the problem now with Instagram is it's starting to fall victim to the TikToks. And also another tip, pro tip, guys, don't use the TikToks. Why? Because it is owned by PRC, People's Republic of China. What does that mean? It's I mean, like, I love Chinese people. I love Chinese food, Sichuan food, but I mean, this is my personal theory. Tencent, the corporation which owns TikTok, as well as what, the Riot Games, which makes League of Legends, stuff like that, it's gonna be essentially mainland China's low-key way of coming into the States and inoculating the youth with the, you know, the text, right? And so, you know how like Donald Trump was trying to ban it? I actually thought that was kind of like, maybe a kind of a smart idea, because I mean, I don't know, but my theory is, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the Chinese government is like kind of low-key bankrolling Tencent Corporation. I mean, in communist countries, the fake capitalism they got there, it's kind of like this hybrid between the government, the state, as well as the corporation. So therefore, as a concept, yeah, just be maximally sus. Yeah, and actually, also the reason you shouldn't trust Apple is Apple's in bed with mainland China, because why? Foxconn, all the iPhone, all of our beautiful devices are made in China.
People are like, man, China stuff sucks. Like, all this stuff on Amazon, man, China. I'm like, is you dumb? Like, do you know that your iPhone, iPhone Pro, iPhone Pro Pros Max, AirBuds, AirBuds Pros, Pros, MacBook Pro, whatevs, Apple devices have you, it's all made in mainland China. Except, the good thing is, it's designed in California. And also just the quality control steps are better. Even though there's a lot of things to critique about Tim Cook, this guy is definitely the master of supply chain management. But I think if, yo, Apple, you listening to this, head honchos, if you really want to thrive, you just gotta simplify the lineup. Certain suggestions I recommend. For the iPhone, just make one, like the normal iPhone, right? Just make one normal iPhone, no iPhone Plus or whatever you call it, just one iPhone, right? And then, if you want an iPhone Pro, get an iPhone Pro, and then also get rid of that stupid big screen. Ain't nobody want that, right? I also find it's like a little bit disingenuous too, and this is where the creative vision, after joining, I left, like, Apple is just trying to sell products that they think that consumers will like and kowtow to them, right? So like, making a keyboard and an Apple Pencil, which is a stylus, right? Because they're just trying to like, poach sales from people not getting PCs. But I'm like, the best way to approach marketing isn't to compare yourself with your competition, because there's no such thing as competition. Rather, to posit your own ideals and goals and stuff like that. So what that means is, Apple, y'all smart, never show no marketing material showing people on Zoom, like Microsoft products. I mean, all the icons are so good. Oh, also Microsoft, y'all listening to this, right? Make your icons more beautiful. They're also ugly. Even Google's, your icons hella ugly. Just beautify them, right? Make the, like, even nowadays, I uninstalled the Google calendar app from my phone, even though I religiously use it. Why? Because the icon is just ugly as sin. So what I do instead is I just use the web browser. And also I was thinking about like maybe jumping ship and going to open source, Android, something like that. My only reticence is that all the icons look so ugly on Android, but still love you. But anyways, being a thinker, being a
innovator, what does that mean? It's I mean, my personal thought too is the best way to start thinking is to, you know, have a bunch of coffee, wake up, just go out and start immediately walking. Looks like this place opened up the sandbox, huh? This place looks cool. Let's see, is there any... But also, another thing I learned too is like, the reason why it's not good to be in a place like this, look, sun's out, it's super nice, right? You really want to be stuck indoors in a co-working space? Ultimate co-working space is the real world, man. Look at this. Direct light, maximum sun exposure. Also, people are like, oh, you need like 15 minute direct sun. I'm like, 8 hours, baby. 12 hours. Even my friend Millie was like, she was like, oh, you think so fast. You're like AI. I'm like, I am. One of my favorite quotes from jokes from Dimitri Martin, the comedian, was like, it's like, he's walking around and then like a guy bumps into him, puts up, so, oh, excuse me, sir. Oh, sorry. I thought you're somebody else, dot, dot, dot. And then Dimitri Martin stares at him and says, I am. Even like a kind of like a low key, like annoying trolling thing that people do with kids, right? They say, boy or girl, boy or girl, boy or girl. And then the response is, yes, which means, is the kid a boy or a girl? Yes, the kid is a boy or a girl. It's one of the options, right? Even nowadays with Sen, he's kind of like a, it's funny because in Vietnamese it's called doi chuột, like rat tail or something like that. So apparently all the Vietnamese cool kids, you know, you let your, the back of your head kind of grow and becomes rat tail. Even one of my friends in high school, Robin, he did that. But maybe Korean people, I don't know. But anyways, it was kind of funny is that like, but now we make him a hot boy. We shave the sides super clean. And then like a little BTS cut in the front, a little bowl cut. But the back, we just like let it bang. And it's kind of like, we call it his stallion thing. Oh, another pro tip for Honda, Toyota, is it right? Man, this, or charge point, man, you gotta change the logo. It's so ugly. Oh, and also, low key, this guy I know from LA, almost got scammed, but I don't know if this is super true or not, but he told me something interesting is that he says that the Dodge, GN, Charger, SRT, Hellcats, whatever, apparently they actually really try to target the African-American community to get people to buy Hellcats or whatever, right? And then eventually cops will low-key try to bust them and then actually re-impound them and then use them as cop cars. Well, $95,000. You know how many bone marrows I could buy with that? And also the demigod diet, the Eric Kim demigod diet, super easy. Just only eat what Achilles ate was when he was a child with the Chiron the Centaur, which is bone marrow. Apparently some other tales say like beef heart or parts, because I mean the theory is you eat the hearts of a formidable beast, hearts of lions, you're gonna also become lion-hearted. Even King Leonidas, I think it means Leo, I mean Leo the lion, you know, it means like lion-hearted. So you don't want the heart of a sheep, of a goat, you want the heart of a lion, right? So even nowadays, or when I used to lift weights at the gym, yeah, people was like, it's like, should you let out a primal yell before you about lift the heavy? The answer is yes, because it gets your test up. Also, like apparently, ancient Spartan times. Apparently, this is facts, right? They actually apparently did really wear red capes or red some things to strike fear into the hearts of the enemies. So the color red is the best. Even that's the reason why the Toyota logo is red and it looks much better than the blue one of Honda. Even Tesla, right? The logo's red. All the good logos are red. Eric Kim logo is red too, right? Red is the best color. Also, like, you know, I was thinking about like oh, busting out the red carpet, right? Women with lips or a lipstick, rouge red is the best. And also in terms of colors and stuff, the color red seems to be the more attractive, like catching people's attention. Even the, you know, you want a fancy interior for your car, getting the red color seems to be more attractive as well. So yeah, the basic thought is, when you're living your life, I mean, honestly, like, I think, okay, so like my definition of pornography is essentially when you're living your idealized life via other people, like, you know, people who watch sports, right? Like, it's, I find this very bizarre, right? So you're watching sports, let's say you're watching football or basketball, right? And then most people, what they do, they smoke weed, they drink alcohol, they drink beer, they eat pizza, I don't know, donuts, whatever have yous, which makes them fat, sick, unwell, right? And then you're watching other men kind of duking it out, or like UFC fights, right? So it's like, what is you really trying to do?
You're trying to, you wish that you was the player, you wish that you're the team.
And so that I find a lot of stuff about fandom kind of a bizarro. Come on, people are always like, oh, I'm like, nah, you become the idealized person, right? Like, you become MJ, you become Kobe, you become LeBron, football. Like, I'd rather look like a football player than watch football. It's funny too, because like,
one thing I've also discovered is a lot of people who become spectators or watch sports
have actually never really played the sport themselves. Like, 99.9% people I know who watch football, like, have you ever played tackle football? Like, have you ever played real high school football? Most of them no. And actually the facts is, this is the funny thing with a doer versus the spectator, right? The real people who played football in high school and stuff like that, like myself included, right? I played sophomore year, I played outside linebacker. Junior year, I played inside linebacker. I was gonna play varsity, but then my coach said playing football wasn't good for playing tennis because the muscles made you too bulky and slow, which I later realized wasn't true. But anyways, I respected him more. So quit it and then just focus on the tennis. I played the varsity level doubles. But what was interesting is playing real life football, right? You, like, let's say you're playing, you're a linebacker, right? Inside linebacker, outside linebacker, you're playing defense, right? I had zero idea how the game of football as a whole was played. I just knew my task, right? Like, you're there, you call the play, kill, right? And then we go out and we try to tackle the guys, right? And then once offense switches, right, and you're on the other side, you're just like, what's happening? Or like a kickoff, return, whatever, is like, guys about to kill each other, right? So I'm like, anyone who critiques and, you know, like somebody throwing a pass, trying to pick up, like, things that people don't understand is, like, can you imagine this, right? Unless you have actually played real life football, you have no ideas, right? So, like, let's say someone goes for a Hail Mary, tries to grab the ball, slips, whatever, right? Okay, if you're a wide receiver, right? You got a helmet on, your visibility is like nil. You have all this equipment on, you got a jock strap, your visibility and your shoulder mobility is poor. So you had to fucking sprint all the way down and then just kind of like trying to grab your arms and just like hope, like fingers crossed that you pick it up, right? And also, something I discovered too, you had to train yourself. When you're in kickoff and then the other people receive and you have to hit, like, you got a bunch of like high school kids going straight this way and straight that way. It's actually really effing scary. Of course you want to kind of close your eyes. So even kids who naturally try to catch a baseball and close their eyes, it's natural. So people who have a panopticon view of everything and could criticize every single movement, yeah, y'all are not entitled to an opinion. My simple heuristic and ethic is, what I mean, kind of Nassim Taleb vibes, is one is not permitted to have an opinion about something unless one has actually done the thing, right? And this is why you should never do CrossFit. Has Greg Glassman ever even worked out? Question mark. All right, some more sun thoughts. Yeah, if you want to become happier, just maximum time in the sun. It's like, if you're afraid to get a sunburn, whatever, just put on a hat, cover up. Actually, a really kind of random thing I saw was apparently there's some sort of fields where you're actually not permitted to wear sunblock. I mean, like the ancient Romans, the ancient Greeks didn't have sunblocks. Like, I see zero reason why. We need a sunblock today morning. Oh my god, I love the outfit. Hello. Hi. So the question is, if your kid drinks milk while in a cow outfit, is that not considered proper?
We've done that many a time.
Okay, you know? So my son just got a... Have you heard of something called the Providence, Culver City Moms Buy Nothing Group? So there's a group on Facebook called the Buy Nothing Group. Literally, we got like $7,000 worth of toddler stuff for free. Just go on Facebook, search like Culver City Buy Nothing Group.
Wow.
And yeah, yesterday there's just a bunch of mom, like this kind of like bougie mom offloading a bunch of like nice toddler stuff.
Wow.
And he got like this like airplane thing that he puts on like a costume, like a Halloween costume. Then he got like a dragon costume. And the whole time he's just running around the house looking at himself in the mirror. And I'm like, man, then like my wife was like, wait, why don't kids just like always wear Halloween costumes? Hey! What's your kid's name?
Bowie.
Bowie? Hi. Oh, like David Bowie?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yo, I like your shoes.
You.
Are those the Yeezys?
They're New Balances.
Did they like poach the Yeezy designers?
Maybe.
They kind of look like Balenciagas.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. Do you live in the hood?
Yeah.
How long have you guys been here?
2 years.
Oh. Any? We just moved here like 2 months ago.
From where?
I mean, we're like nomading around. We're like squatting at my wife's family's house in Orange County for 2 years.
Oh, nice.
She just got a job here in LA, so that's why we came here. And we just like was looking around, trying to find like good places to live. We just randomly stumbled upon Culver.
Yeah.
And then like we like love it.
It's nice, right?
Yeah, but I haven't found like good ways to live here yet because I'm like always stuck in traffic. I try to walk as much as I can.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to do fun things with my kid, but
yeah, I feel like
okay, so continuing our spirited thoughts. So yeah, I think kind of just like off the grid thinking, this off the grid living is kind of a good idea, maximum time in the sun, etc. So like, yeah, I think a lot of people, what they're trying to do is they're trying to like, I don't know, find happiness or whatever. These fat boy things look pretty cool. But I think the big issue is that like people obfuscate, obscure it with other kind of more like superficial things. Like they care too much about, you know, buy that new car or whatever, buy the house. It's like, and then let us not forget our Nietzsche quote: the more things you own, the more things own you. It's kind of a good ethos, and. And yeah, like, I've been thinking more about diet, health, fitness, blah, blahs, and it seems that a critical thought is when we think about, like, diet, health, fitness, etc., I think that we should not think about it from, like, an ethical, moralistic perspective. Like, people always say, right, like, eating meat is bad for the planet. Stamp out reality. I might be the only person when people wear like certain outfits or shirts with sayings or logos, I'm like, I always gotta read it. Another thing to learn about modern day society, it's not bad to stare. Staring is fine. Actually, one of the problems about being American, like, any sort of behavior which is seen as quote-unquote aggressive or assertive is kind of seen as a bad thing. And as a consequence, people just become more antisocial and sad. Like, I actually think, oh yeah, I got the sun. A lot of people just like crave some sort of social interaction, communications, yet the ethos of America is that one should not interact with other people. I think even Malcolm Gladwell wrote a
recently, talking with strangers.
Yeah, talking to strangers is a good idea.
Because I mean, like,
A, it just kind of gives you a chance to practice your social skills. Oh, I'm going to teach some like social skills workshops. Just Google Air Kim workshops and check it out. And yeah, I think it's going to be a good, brave new world of human social interaction. Because, like, I mean, it's something I believe deeply in is that, like, I think our kids nowadays did it. Also, another thing, too, is it's very easy to criticize and critique the current state of affairs and things, but it takes much more skill to kind of do something about it, right? Because to criticize and critique on the sidelines is superficial at best. To do something about it, I don't know, is it a courage thing or is it something else? I mean, I'm like, even the thing just like, why do we criticize things or critique things without trying to do something about it? Not exactly 100% sure. I need to figure it out. Like some people, they, maybe it's scapegoating or, I don't know. Gotta think and ponder this. And yeah, so what is the point of law? Philosophy is it, right? So honestly, it's like idea of killing 10 birds with one stone, right? One, I hate being indoors with a passion. Like to me, forcing kids or people to be indoors all day, I just find it's just cruel. Two, yeah, I just prefer being out. The real world is more interesting. Three, as you're walking, the interesting thoughts come to you. So Nietzsche even had this funny saying, is that like he's quoting some sort of like friar monk person saying, oh, I have to sit on my butt in order to think. And then Nietzsche makes a funny quote that says, the only real sin against the Holy Spirit is to sit on your ass or your butt, right? People say, don't be an ass, don't be an asshole. I say, don't do your ass like your butt. Don't sit on your butt. Because actually my thought is, the more time you sit on your butt, I think it actually atrophies your metabolism or your physiology. Like, so for example, the days where I have to drive a lot, I just kind of find like my metabolism just kind of shuts down in a bad way. So this kind of like minimum driving lifestyle seems to be much more virtuous. Even the sand, like when I'm, so another pro tip, dads, Milo of Croton Parenting. Like as much as possible, ditch a stroller or don't use a stroller. Very simple, just arm carry your kid. Hold them from underneath, hold them with one hand. Grip your kid with two hands, and it's fun and virtuous because A, it's a free workout, right? It's like, it's almost like doing the ultimate functional fitness farmer's carries. And two, it's good because like even if you're holding your kid in your arms and walking around with your kid has this free panopticon view of the world, more sunlight exposure than sitting in a car seat. And also I have a theory too, so like even if you're holding your arm kid facing forward, your kid's probably at least getting some sort of ab workout because they need to still stabilize their bodies. It's one of my thoughts. And I mean, also with your kid, 100% carnivore diet for your kid. I mean, obviously let your kid eat stupid stuff on the side if there's bread or whatever, right? But for the most part, 90% of his diet is like meat, beef, ground beef, either the Wagyu one from Costco or the just 100% grass-fed, only the point is for your kid. And also, like, another thought on parenting, which is simple, is, yeah, I think you gotta prioritize your own self, your own health, yourself, or else you're not gonna have the capacity, the capability to take care of your kids. And super simple recipe, just buy the bricks of the Wagyu ground beef or whatever from Costco, or ground beef, grass-fed, anywhere. Get an air fryer, we had the chef man. And then just like kind of rip it with your hands, and then you put it into the air fryer. You know, sprinkle it with some salt and pepper or whatever. And just blast it for like 10 minutes, which is the default setting. And then it'll naturally make the, we call it kibbeh, the small little mini burger patty, super nice and crispy and crunchy. Put in a little Tupperware container and feed it to your kid. Like, Sen loves it. And I think his very heavy meat diet, maximum time in the direct sun, physical activities is the contributing factor that apparently talking to a lot of people is like, he's like really tall for his age, very strong. Even like I look at him and like, I'm the most proud dad of all time. Even I'm proud, I'm like, man, he's like tall, like getting more muscular, getting more stocky, getting more buff. Actually, the funny thought is you always take your kid to the doctor and they're like, oh, the your kid is in the blah, blah, blah percentile for height and weight. But I'm like, why don't you do body composition? Like, what percent is body fat versus muscle? Because like, it's like, let's say you go to the doctor, right? Let's say your kid is inches and like weighs 40 pounds, right? But if your kid is like 40 pounds and like 90% body fat, I'm just making this up, right? That's probably not a good thing. Versus your kid is 40 pounds and like only 10% body fat, 90% muscle. So that's why weighing yourself and using weight is such a poor measurement. Because once again, let's say, like as a man, right? You're 200 pounds. Let's say you're a 6 foot man, right? Yeah, let's say you're 6 feet tall. How tall is Eric Kim? 5'11", 5'11 and a half, 6 feet. Yep. If you have a 6 foot man and his 6 foot man, 200 pounds, two examples, right? First guy is 90% body fat. All he does is watch Netflix and eat Twinkies and smoke weed and drink alcohol, whatever. And you got the second dude, 200 pounds, also 6 pounds, but he's like, you know, 5% body fat, has a six pack, and is like 90% muscles, right? Looks like a football player. It matters, right? And also the thing that's so silly too, where people check how much they weigh. Like, let's say you're eating a bunch of meat, you're working out, you stop eating carbs, whatever, right? And let's say you actually gain a pound, but that's a pound of muscle, skeletal muscle mass, right? Like, a fool might look at the scale and be like disappointed that they quote unquote gained weight. And also there's this insidious thing, this is where society is very sexist, is that for men it's good to put on weight, for women it's good to quote unquote lose weight. I think actually a better measure of things is, I mean, like, just like observing your own body composition is a more basic thing. So if you look at yourself in the mirror when you're naked, like, kind of, do you like what you see? I mean, even 100% carnivore diet for women, I think it works fine. I mean, like, male and female physiology is different, but it's not like that different. Thank you. It's not like that different. I mean, like, simple things like, You have two people drinking, you know, 200 Coca-Colas a day. Certainly they're going to get fat and put on body fat, adipose tissue. Certain things which are different between men and women, obviously, like hormones, testosterone versus estrogen and stuff like that. But basically things like you eat meat, you lift weights, you're gonna, thank you. I like your gun.
Yeah,
still gangster. So obvious things, right? Like both men and women, you lift heavy weights, do the Eric Kim ghetto rack pull, Atlas lift, farmer's walks, whatever, farmer's carry. and then just eat a bunch of meat, 100% meat, carnivore diet, quit carbs, starches, breads, fruits, alcohol, weed, whatever's. Certainly both parties are gonna have insanely impressive physiques. Once again, the difference is that men naturally have more testosterone than men because the word testosterone, testes, testicles, aka your balls, what makes a man is testosterone. So a man without testosterone is not a man. And that's where I think my thought on any sort of hormone replacement therapy, I think it's positively bad. Like, I think, I mean, it's kind of tricky, right? Because certainly if there's like extreme edge cases, and then like it's kind of like a life or a death matter, or like extreme bad scenarios, obviously do the hormone therapies, right? People getting surgery or whatever. But like, if you're an older man and you want like more of an edge, you're like injecting yourself with testosterone, doesn't seem like a good idea. Bodybuilders, young people, old, young, middle-aged, don't matter. And also like, if you're a woman injecting yourself with testosterone or estrogen or whatever, or you're a man injecting yourself with testosterone, estrogen, whatever, is that, I don't think it's gonna play out well. So, oh yeah, and also, because obviously women don't have testes. So yeah, I think ultimately, rather than talking about gender, we gotta talk more about sex. Like, you know, not sex like you're doing it, but sex like, you know, your genetic, biological thing you were born as. And people are like, it shouldn't matter. I'm like, I mean, like, to some extent it must matter, right? Like, for example, certain sexual differences. A female has a menstrual cycle, shedding the ovaries, a man doesn't. The way that anger manifests in men and women, much different because of testosterone, right? So like, it could either make men more angry, less angry, whatever. Mood swings and mood changes with hormones is a real thing. You're probably not gonna fall to a 12-year-old boy going through puberty the same you would a fully grown 35-year-old man. So anyways, as a consequence, my personal thought is, my thought is, you know, your sexual orientation, your gender, obviously it's all fluid, it's all good, right? But still, I think there should be a focus on the sex of either man or woman, even when it comes to, good morning, even when it comes to, like, the US government passport. Just look at the government stuff, right? Like, you're applying for a passport, simple, male, female, man, woman. None of this other commentary, right? So ultimately, the legal is what I guess is more substantial. But anyways, so yeah, how to get your testosterone naturally up, 100% carnivore diet, eat more beef liver, beef heart, beef kidneys, eat the organ meats, the offal, they call it. Even when me and Sydney were living in Japan, we, I think, loved the motsunabe. Motsu is the beef innards, whatever's, having a soup. Make it a soup, fry it. I have a super simple beef liver recipe. Just YouTube it. Eric Kim liver. Eric Kim liver king. Eric Kim natural steroids. Okay, so you know how you know if somebody on steroids or not? If they joke about steroids or talk about steroids or joke that they're on steroids, they're not on steroids. It's like, is Eric Kim on steroids, ... Just think about that. And I think the ultimate goal is for us to harness our physiological power towards philosophical ends, produce more articles, blog posts, videos, ebooks, vlogs, podcasts, whatevs. And like our best friend Gandhi said, become the change which you wish to see manifested in the world.